It's time for our Kiss Care segment. It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here. And this is where we shine the spotlight on a local nonprofit doing amazing work right here in our community. With us today, we have Jenna Lowe. She's the vice chair of the Lexington Junior League Charity Horse Show. Jenna, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Wonderful. Now, I know the Junior League has been around for a long, long time. Tell us about the Junior League and whom you all serve.
Yes, that's a great question. So the Junior League is first and foremost a volunteer organization. So our primary purpose is to volunteer for our community around us. And we also do a lot of fundraising in order to donate money to the nonprofit agencies that we're volunteering with. So every year we have a grant application process where we distribute $30,000 worth of grant money to local area nonprofits.
Oh, that is awesome. And you have an event coming up, don't you, Jenna?
We do. So our largest fundraiser that we host every year is our Lexington Junior League Charity Horse Show. It was started way back in 1937 as a fundraiser. And back then, they raised over several thousand dollars, which was big money back then.
Sure.
And so we're now in our 86th year and very excited to invite folks out to the Kentucky Horse Park to be a part of this year's show.
And what are the dates for the horse show this year?
Yes, so the dates are July 11th through the 16th, and we have morning sessions that start at 9 a.m. and evening sessions that start at 7 p.m. every day that week.
Fantastic. Now, it's not just the horses that are going to be on display. You all have other things that go on at the same time there at the horse park. Give us some examples.
Yes. Yes, so we have events every night of the week. So we'll have a local heroes night on Tuesday where all first responders, healthcare workers, teachers can get in free so we can really celebrate the great work that they do for our community. On Wednesday, we'll do a funded agency showcase where you can meet the nonprofit agencies that we donate our money to and volunteer with. Thursday is our Paint the Park Pink Night, where we have a lot of great events to raise awareness about breast cancer, and we encourage everyone that attends to wear pink. We'll have a Kendra Scott pop-up where money will be donated back to the Marquee Cancer Center Foundation. We'll have this little Figgy Lex, which is the cutie little pink car that you see driving around town for some great photo ops. Friday night is our arts and culture night. So we have a gallery hop that we're doing with Tyler Robertson, who's an exceptional equine artist here in town. And then on Saturday, which is our championship night, we are having a lot of fun things, including our family day that morning with bounce houses and face painting. It's a really family-friendly event, and morning classes are free general admission, so we encourage everyone to come out that day for free. And then in the evening, we'll have our annual dog show. We'll have a silent auction, so lots of fun things happening on that Saturday night.
That is amazing. How can people, or where can people go to learn more information?
Yes, so they can go to our website, which is lexjrleague.com. They can find out all the information about how to purchase tickets for our evening classes, which are $5 Monday through Thursday and $10 Friday and Saturday. Again, that's just for the evening classes. All morning classes are free general admission. They can learn about our daily events. They can purchase tickets for our dog show. We do our annual stick horse race during family days. They can purchase tickets for that as well. But the website or social media, which is Lexington Junior League Charity Horse Show on Facebook and Instagram, are going to be the places to find out all the details.
Well, fantastic. Again, this is a premier event here in Lexington. It happens every year, and we just look really forward to it. Jenna, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me. We can't wait to see y'all in July.